It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell, Chris Barber and Cam Rimmer in order to work through the weekend's games. We've got Billy Grant coming and we've got Robbie Scotcher on the phone as well. Both of them are to come. But we'll do them broadly speaking in the order with which they fall. And Cam Rimmer, Arsenal are rubbish, aren't they? I mean, they're really rubbish to play in Aston Villa on Friday night and Arsenal are rubbish.
Yeah, there's no other way of saying it, to be honest. Like the game the other day, I think kind of sums them up. Where they are, like the way they'd be reacting. I know it's a big goal to score and stuff, but it's just, you just can't believe the fall, the drop off they have. Is just, I thought there's been you see spells sometimes during the season, then it's just after another week or two it just goes back to normal, and I don't really see a way out. I think it's just inevitable with Arteta, to be honest, and I think it's just going to show over the next couple of weeks.
What I think's mad watching them, so watching that on Monday night, and I did enjoy watching it on Monday night, is there's little bits where if I wanted to do a little compilation, possibly of every player, every Arsenal player, I could probably find you little sort of 4 or 5 second clips where they look like proper footballers for a second or two. But somehow they are hugely less than the sum of their parts. I don't think I've ever seen a footy team that is less than the sum of their parts more than Arsenal are right now.
Yeah, that's best way of summing it up. To be honest, they just seem like, as you said, there's good individuals there, but they just need something to just click them. And to be honest, as you said, with these players, there probably is a good team there, like, that they could do something, bret them in, they're all just singing from different hymn sheets.
Arsenal are the football equivalent of a 4 a.m. business idea. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll get one of them and we'll do that, and no one have done this before, and we'll do this, and then yeah, no, he'll be fine, we'll get Thomas, no, party's good, he does everything, and then they're like, right, what do we, oh shit,
you've got to play got, games, yeah, of football,
exactly, we've not got a HR department. But and that like you said they fly into Palace and you think, oh, they're actually on one here, like, even, and Pepe's an odd player, I think, cause he's, yeah, sort of, it's like, I don't know, the old school, like the idea of like when someone would get like Makalele to get a nosebleed and goes too far up the pitch. And it is that thing where it's almost like he goes, oh, fuck, I'm here. Like the end of a diving board sort of moment. And you can see, they've imagined the goal and his head just goes and just gets smaller and like further away. But then he's decent and he's busy and the Aubameyang's on it and stuff. And then they just go, oh, that was good, that 10 minutes. Yeah, let's never do that again.
I'll come back to you, Chris. I'm bemused by watching them, genuinely bemused. As I say, for instance, Smith Rowe, really good player.
Yeah, love him. Yeah, yeah.
Really, really good player.
And quite cool, too.
Yeah. I think he's the one who most holds it together, yeah, when all around him's going to shit.
Yeah.
I think he's the one who's most got sort of tunnel vision on, no, this is what I'm here to do. This is the way it's meant to be. I sort of know what it's all meant to look like. The rest of them, just, it ebbs away from them, is, yeah, the thing, I think. I think it almost seems to have ebbed away from them now in hindsight. Even against Spurs, when they beat Spurs and beat them well, in hindsight now, that looks like a performance that, as it wears on, even when they're 3-0 up, ebbs away from them somehow. It's 10, 15 decent minutes, and then it's a football match where, oh, shit, stuff's happening, and we don't really, yeah, know.